No, there will be none of that. We have, by Anais' decree, banned all Christmas cheer from this podcast. We're going to have a sensible Daily Info Oxcast, and it's going to be the last for a little while. You're going to have this Daily Info Oxcast tide you through the next 3 weeks of exciting events going on in and around Oxford.
Most of those events are the celebration of Jesus' birth, though, which we, you know, haven't really had much of an input on.
Yeah.
But do enjoy that.
Yeah, I hope you...
Don't go for that, that's fine as well.
Yeah, have a lovely Christmas or not. We're not really judging. Anyway, moving on, we've got a fantastic selection of events for you this week. As ever, I've got some spooky theatre, some Christmas music and suggestions for New Year's Eve.
And I'm going to give you a roundup of all the Christmas shows in Oxfordshire and also... On a different note, some provocative adult entertainment.
Well, that sounds exciting. Let's start off with that. I'm into being provoked, and I'm an adult, last time I checked. What have you got?
Well, for my provocative adult entertainment...
Put your clothes back on.
I have got some burlesque for you. Not me doing it myself, not to worry. If you want to see some burlesque, you can head along and see the Reading-based burlesque troupe called the Scarlet Vixens. They're performing a special Christmas show tonight at the Wheatsheaf from 8 p.m.
A special Christmas burlesque show?
Yes. The last one they did in Oxford was at Halloween. So I think they're just kind of like seasonal shows.
Themed, yeah.
I mean, there might be like a sexy Santa costume, I'm not too sure. But really, they sound quite cool. They've got lots of different routines inspired by different music and dance styles. So they do hula hooping, there's some Bollywood dance, some Charleston steps as well. Mm-hmm. And so yes, you might have seen them at the Jericho Tavern. That's when they were last in Oxford at Halloween. And they're really quirky. They're quite saucy, obviously, but also very eclectic. And they've all got their very different personas, the kind of different women that do the acts. And they don't seem to take themselves too seriously, which I think is a plus as
Absolutely. Yeah, this is the burlesque renaissance, isn't it? It's very popular with Dita Von Teese, you know, being cool and sexy and making it acceptable to take your clothes off in public.
And there isn't too much of it in Oxford, really. So special occasion, like Christmas, is a time for some burlesque. So if you'd like a cheeky evening out, you want to be at the Wheatsheaf tonight from 8 p.m. The show starts at 9.
If you want somewhere to drop your kids off before you head along to the Wheatsheaf, you could do worse than the Night Before Christmas, which is on at the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot. This is a magical show for children 3 and up. The Cornerstone Arts Centre have a little show about a mouse called Eddie who goes on a journey to learn why humans are given presents at Christmas.
That sounds really sweet.
I think so. I've seen some photos of the production and it looks so fun. Along the way he meets the family cat. Scary. A robot toy who has got the best costume. I just want it just to wear day to day around the office. And a fairy from atop the Christmas tree. So it's going to be a story all about the meaning of Christmas with lots of fun and jokes for the little kids. And it has some very early morning performances. You can check the show times on cornerstone-arts.org. And that's on until the 24th of December.
If you're looking for an alternative to all this Christmas cheer and nonsense, if you're already over it, then...
Grinch in residence here.
The Oxford Theatre Guild have something, again, provocative and grown up for you. So the Oxford Theatre Guild have got their adaptation of Christopher Marlowe's Dr. Faustus. It's at the Old Fire Station, opened yesterday and running until Saturday. And Alwyn caught up with the director, Mike Taylor, earlier this week.
And I'm here talking to Mike Taylor from the Oxford Theatre Guild, who is directing a upcoming production.
I'm producing Christopher Marlowe's Dr. Faustus.
And obviously, well, I think we can guess that the audience may have heard of it before, but maybe just give a quick rundown for people who aren't as familiar with the story.
We all know a Dr. Faustus. We've all got one in our lives. He's a know-it-all, a show-off. This is an academic. He's learned everything. Gets top marks in absolutely everything and decides that he just wants to go that little bit further.
Sounds Oxford appropriate, yeah.
It's very Oxford appropriate. He finds a book of spells, raises Mephistopheles and sells his soul to the devil, as you do, for the course of 24 years.
I see, so it's about consequences of dark bargains and that sort of thing.
Absolutely, it's a very human story. I think the analogy that I often use with people is to say, talk about the internet. We live in this period where for the first time in human existence, we can know pretty much anything you want to know. It's all out there. We have the capacity to be infinitely wise, or as close as infinitely wise as humanity has ever been able to do. And instead of which we spend all our time looking at cat pictures and GIFs and all the other things that make up.
I think you've been looking at my browsing history.
That's really... Not in private, but...
So the sort of deal with the devil is modern technology sort of thing, is it? Modern society, is that... So that's sort of the undercurrent of your...
Yeah, for me, although this play is over 400 years old, for me, the thing that Marlowe got absolutely on the nail is exactly how people behave when they are given infinite power and infinite wisdom and all the possibilities in the world. You know, that we have this natural instinct to, rather than to rise to the stars, to sink into the mud. And that's what happens to our Dr. Faustus.
If you wanted to just sort of leave people with one thing to pull people along and say, come, see this, what would you say?
This production of Faustus is thought-provoking, it is visceral, it is exciting. There are smoke, there are flings, there are bangs, there's music, there's spectacle, there's knob gags, there's souls being sold. I mean, how many plays can you say where there's Lucifer and Beelzebub and Mephistopheles all on the stage competing for attention? This is a play that has pretty much anything you want out of any play at this time of the year.
Amazing. And also a discussion of human nature.
Well, if you want that, then yeah, absolutely. Theology up to the knees in it.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
So as I said, Dr. Faustus opened last night and we sent along our reviewer who said that this interpretation was one that highlights particularly the comic aspects of Marlowe's script. So it does sound like it's going to be really entertaining and it makes for an enjoyable evening.
Sort of fun, yeah.
So see it for yourself at the Old Fire Station until Saturday.
That sounds brilliant. Well, I've got some more shading into the ever spookier theatre. I've got a modern reimagining and a classic horror film. Story, rather. It was also a film. Dracula is on at the Michael Pilch Studio. And this is a modern reimagining. It's the spooky setting of 19th century Whitby has transformed into the claustrophobic confines of a London flat.
A
character called Johnny has returned to his friends and family after years abroad, but he's become erratic and paranoid. Has a sinister presence followed him home? It's very interesting. It's a piece of new writing, this. It's by an up-and-coming theatre company called Reverend Productions, and they received some really high praise this year for their Edinburgh show, which was In the Kingdom of the Blind, another classic story updated to the modern era, and they blew us away last year. We got some really great reviews for a gothic spook fest they did called Gormenghast.
Oh, so they know how to make gothic stuff work in the modern day.
They've got a lot of experience with kind of rewriting these classics and keeping the essence of it, but also making it fresh and interesting. Anyway, they're planning to take this Dracula show on tour this year, or next year now, I suppose. So you can sneak a preview of it tonight and tomorrow only, that's Wednesday and Thursday, at the Michael Pilch Studio. And tickets are just £4.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah, one to go for. What about a piece of classic theatre?
Well, Cats, Andrew Lloyd's musical, adapted from one of his favourite children books, T.S. Eliot's collection of poems, The Old Possum Book of Practical Cats, has hit Oxford, and it's here until the 5th of January.
Like a cat in the face.
Cat in the face. So even if you've never seen this musical, you'll probably be really familiar with it, with the songs like Memory and Mr. Mephistopheles. It's won tons of awards and it's still going strong 30 years after its birth onto the stage.
Which is pretty good lifespan for your average cat,
it's
actually.
It's older than us.
Older than us, yeah.
So the plot is a little disjointed and it's more about the cats and their personalities and the stories they tell through their songs than the kind of overarching narrative.
The thing people always say is amazing choreography. You know, you really do believe that cats could dance in a West End musical.
And they go in the aisles and they kind of appear from different places. So yeah, lots of slinking about and the surprises, which sounds lovely. And yes, spectacular design as well. Everyone kind of knows the face paint and the kind of lycra costumes are really, really spectacular. And our reviewer went along last night and they said it was an explosion of lights and music and they were moved to tears by the end.
Tears? Wow. Yes. The cats didn't put the claws into the leg or something,
no,
did they?
Actual emotion, Alwyn.
From a West End
Think about that.
I haven't experienced an actual emotion for years.
You can find all the dates and times for Cats on Daily Info. It's on until the 5th of January.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I've got something filmic. We don't often cover movies, but there's a fun little double bill coming up this Friday at the Phoenix Picture House. It's a pair of movies that just go so well together. At 5:30 p.m. you can see Mary Poppins being
classic,
re-released for the big screen. Of course, you know, who could forget Dick Van Dyke's accent? The reason why it's being re-released for the big screen is that there's a new film out, Saving Mr. Banks. Now, this is a new biopic of P.L. Travers, who is the Australian woman who found worldwide fame by writing the Mary Poppins books.
Oh, I didn't realise she was Australian.
Yeah, well, she was in those days when, you know, Australia and England and New Zealand and Canada
World were one.
Yeah, well, were basically one sort of big, you know, they were like the suburbs. But basically, P.L. Travers is played by Emma Thompson, giving a very good performance.
And a great little perm.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, real 40s hair there. Anyway, and it's about, it's got Tom Hanks in it as well, who's starring as Walt Disney himself. And it's about when he tried to convince Travers to let him make a film out of one of her books. Spoiler alert, as you will know if you saw the earlier half of this double bill, he succeeds. But actually, it's a great little film, and the title comes from the fact that Mr. Banks, you remember in the Poppins books, is apparently based on Travers' own father, who was a bit of a kind of joyless patriarch. But basically, yeah, it's about kind of her coming to terms with that and her life and meeting Walt Disney. But anyway, that's a nice little double bill. At 5:30 p.m. you can see Mary Poppins on Friday, and at 8:45 you can see Saving Mr. Banks.
On to Saturday, this Saturday, 21st of December, is the winter solstice. Many people will be heading to Stonehenge for sunrise, but if you can't do that but still want to mark this gloomy occasion, then on Saturday evening you can go along to the Barracks Lane Community Garden, where they'll be having a bonfire to celebrate the cycle of seasons.
How wonderful!
Very sweet. So you can drop in any time between 6 and 9:30, and you're welcome to bring food or an instrument, have a bit of jam, and just enjoy an evening around a fire with some good company. There's also some indoor space as well, which is warm, and there's going to be hot spiced apple juice.
Oh, that sounds lovely. So it's sort of a very hippie sort of relaxed communal.
Yeah. Indeed. But yeah, very nice low-key affair. Mm. And if you want to mark the solstice, it's the place to go at Barracks Lane Community Garden from 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Will there be any virgin sacrifice? I gather this is a feature of pagan sort of ritual.
I don't think it's too pagan, no. I think it's just a bonfire.
Fair enough. Good. Nothing wrong with a good blaze. How about some more sort of seasonal stuff? I've got a fantastic trio of classical Christmas music concerts, which are all happening in and around this weekend. First of all, on Friday, you can go along to Christchurch. It's Christmas at Christchurch, where the Christchurch Choir will be singing in Oxford's Magnificent Cathedral, which is the smallest cathedral in the UK, actually.
Christchurch?
Yeah. Because it's locked in the college, so it can't be bigger. So it's a very intimate venue with lots of magnificent music, and tickets for that are just £10 unsighted, and that's at 8 p.m. on Friday. They've actually got a second concert the night after on Saturday, this time by candlelight. So
in Christchurch.
In Christchurch at the cathedral itself, and that will include audience carols and readings.
Oh.
It's lovely. Then you can head to the Sheldonian on Saturday night. You have the Oxford Bach Choir. They're going to be singing at 7:30, performing a mix of seasonal favourites. And then finally, you can head to the Lord Mayor's Carol Concert, because you just haven't had enough Christmas music this weekend. It's in Oxford Town Hall at 2:30, and it's raising money for the Mayor's chosen charities, Maggie's Oxford and Crisis Skylight.
Lots of very nice Oxfordy events.
A wonderful selection. To be honest, this is just a tiny scratch on the iceberg mountain which we have of Christmas carol concerts and festive music, which is all available on www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
If you're yet to get to a Christmas show but really want to get to one before it's too late, then worry not, as we've been to them all. I'm going to give you...
You've been to them all!
I've been to them all.
You've actually seen every but one Christmas show in Oxfordshire, haven't you?
I have seen most of them.
That's extraordinary.
So I'm going to give you a rundown, but you can also read, there's lots of reviews on Daily Info as well. So, to kick off, the Pegasus have I'm an Aristocrat, Get Me Out of Here, possibly the least Christmassy of the shows this year, as it's about Marie Antoinette and King Louis trying to escape prison after the revolution. Doesn't ring Christmas, but it's still extremely funny and silly. There's really strong comic performers and some excellent sword fighting, which is quite small, so
it's very up close and personal.
Far away, it feels very, very much like there's a sword under your nose. Your favourite character and your favourite actor will change every scene, because the cast have created so many great characters and situations from a sort of unlikely inspiration comedy, but very funny show.
On a scale from look behind you to boo, what would you think of that?
Well, this one isn't a pantomime, so I cannot rate it on your pantomime scale.
Sorry.
I defy you.
Okay.
Then on to...
On a daily basis.
The Adventures of Pinocchio, which is actually at the Watermill Theatre in Newbury, so just outside Oxfordshire, but still it's very, very much worth the trip to it. The theatre is lovely, and this is a real family show, not a pantomime. They say that themselves in the show, they say it's not a pantomime. So it's got some morals to explore, some adventures, some songs to sing. It's very colourful, very heartwarming. Lovely little show. Then on to the Playhouse. They don't have a traditional pantomime title this year. They're doing Robin Hood.
Is that not a traditional pantomime?
No, it's not a traditional pantomime title.
Okay, all right.
But they've taken it, and hear this, they've taken the English legend and made a legendary pantomime. Does it not work?
No.
I wanted it to work. Well, it's all true anyway. There's a lot of surprises in the show, lots of swashbuckling, really good use of modern songs and familiar references.
You said there was a cover of...
There's Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons.
There's also the What Did the Fox Say? There's a few kind of 80s songs as well.
Wow.
It's, yeah, there's something for everyone. Really, really lively show. Lots of fun.
Excellent.
Moving on, Creation Theatre at the North Wall again this year, and they've got a musical adaptation of C.S. Lewis's Narnia tale, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Again, not a traditional pantomime, which is nice,
not a pantomime. Mm. Very fitting for Oxford, mm-hmm. being a C.S. Lewis story. So you can follow the Pevensey children through the wardrobe and meet the creepy queen, and there's a huge puppet Aslan. So again, family show.
It's got very high praise, this one.
Lots and lots of songs and really beautiful kind of stage design. Lovely, lovely little one as well.
Here's a quick tip. If you happen to be in Oxford when it's snowing over Christmas, you can see the original spot that inspired C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. If you go to the Radcliffe Camera and walk down one of the side streets, you will see there is a lamppost standing by itself in the middle of the street. Followed nearby, there's a door with a stylized lion carved into the door knocker, and supporting a little portico over the door is a little fawn. So there we go, the lion, the fawn, and the lamp.
The less catchy titles.
it was a working title, but it's a good little spot singer. More Christmas shows.
Finally, Jack and the Giant, which is the Chipping Norton show this year. If the Playhouse Panto is a bit too bombastic and glittery for you, then the Chippy one is very cosy and very gentle, very old school. There's a principal boy played by a girl, there's a pantomime cow who's amazing, and there's lots of really cute child performers who almost steal the show. It's pretty inoffensive, it's really good for the little children or older grandparents, but still very entertaining and very traditional pantomime.
So that one's a traditional pantomime.
That one is a traditional pantomime.
I was waiting for you to say, oh no, it isn't there, but you
Again, I defy you. And that's all the Christmas shows.
That's all the Christmas shows that exist ever. That's brilliant. Well, there
go
we go.
And see them. I did.
And they're almost all of them, aren't they, on into the new year?
Yes.
Great. I've got something else festive, which you can do. We have an outdoor treat. You can head to Millet's Farm in Abingdon. They are offering an outdoor ice skating rink.
Fun.
Which is, as far as I know, the only one in Oxford. Obviously, you can go along to Oxford's indoor ice skating rink. But this one is set in the middle of Millet's Farm's outdoor plant section. Some beautiful festive setting. And who knows, we might even get some snow at some point. Although it's not
they've
looking...
got a great shop as well. So you can go ice skating and maybe pick up some goodies.
Treats.
Yeah, they've got a lovely farm shop.
Yeah, they also have some special offers. Like they have parent and toddler days and skate with Frosty the Snowman events. Or alternatively, if you're a bit less small kid, they're offering a New Year's Day skate and bacon roll, which I thought was an interesting combo. Yeah. Or you can, of course, enjoy an entire Christmas Eve day because Millet's Farm also have Santa's Grotto in residence.
Tick it all off.
All you need, really, from one place to get your entire Christmas fix.
Yeah.
Injected straight into the veins.
Take up residency over Christmas.
How about something non-Christmassy?
Non-Christmassy, moving on to next week, there is a gig at the Library Pub on Cowley Road. So you may have heard earlier this year that the PMT Music Shop was being threatened for closure because a travel lodge wanted to open up and open a restaurant in its place. But an online campaign and a popular petition saved the shop.
Woo!
And so to say thank you, they've organised a Christmas party at the library and they're promising giveaways, so some good equipment on offer. Also, a huge crisp buffet and other treats too.
Crisp buffet?
Yes, they're saying the biggest crisp buffet in Oxfordshire.
I think they wouldn't be challenged for that title, possibly.
So the gig will be at the Library Pub, and the bands playing include The Manacles of Acid, Dan Roll and Taliesel. And then, after they've played, the mic is going to be open up to everyone, and hopefully there'll be some spontaneous Christmas songs. I mean, this could go very wrong.
Christmas infects absolutely everything, doesn't it? You can't get away at this time of year.
It's from 8 p.m. on Monday at the library. Do arrive early so you don't miss out on the crisps.
Sounds great. And that's a free event.
Yes.
Speaking of free, I have a wonderful competition, a chance to win, listeners. We have a great thing going on with the Phoenix Picture House. They have generously donated us some tickets to go and see some films, but not just any films. You see, at the moment, they are doing a retrospective of Coen Brothers films. Obviously, directors of such cult classics as Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And No Country for Old Men, that kind of thing.
And of a new film coming out soon.
Yes, indeed. It is called Inside Llewellyn Davis. You see, I have everything in my fingertips. And the Phoenix Picture, that's coming out in the new year. But the Phoenix Picture House are doing a run-up to that. They're going to be screening every Sunday, I believe, up until the 24th of January. They're going to be screening Miller's Crossing, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? No Country for Old Men, A Serious Man, and, of course, The Big Lebowski. And you can win tickets to any one of those shows, a pair of tickets, just by emailing info@dailyinfo.co.uk, Just tell us what film you'd like to see and that it's the Coen Brothers competition you're entering, and include your phone number and name.
Easy peasy.
Very easy. And we didn't think that anyone could handle anything complex this close to Christmas.
And we couldn't really make that Christmassy either.
No, really. There's
a Coen Christmas.
Yeah, a Coen Christmas. That would be dreadful, wouldn't it? It would have, like, you know, a family destruction and, like, a heist gone horribly wrong. And, oh, God, it would just be a spiral of death and destruction. Speaking of a spiral of death and destruction, New Year's Eve! Now, there are not actually that many events going on in Oxford on New Year's Eve, apart from, of course, a million club nights, which all have various themes. You know, I don't want to knock any of them. If you want to go along to club night, you don't need our help in finding
one. But do probably book early and arrive early, and don't. Otherwise, it's just disappointment.
Yeah, a colleague of ours was telling us that last time they went to the Cellar, I believe it was, there were people queuing outside at 12:30 to get into the club. So they'd celebrated their New Year's Eve in the alley outside the Cellar. Which is a lovely location, obviously.
It's not bad.
But we've got two slightly offbeat things that you could do on New Year's Eve this year. The first is at the Glee Club, who are doing a comedy selection. And, of course, there will be a disco starting
Laugh
afterwards.
Half your way into the New Year.
Half your way into the New Year. God knows you'll need it. And they've actually got a really great lineup. They've got Paul McCaffrey, Patrick Monaghan, Shappy Corsandi, who seems to be doing a bit of a kind of residency at the Glee Club, and Ian Smith. All brilliant stand-ups. Really, really funny people. And Patrick Monaghan, I know, has sold out his solo tour in Edinburgh and things like that. You know, they're all very funny comedians, and that's going to be on New Year's Eve at the Glee Club. If you fancy something a bit more musical, you can head along to the James Street Tavern off Cowley Road. There's going to be a free gig, which is going to have a fantastic selection of folk music on offer.
James Street Tavern are very good for
James Street Tavern are fantastic. They've also rounded up people from the Half Moon, so if you any of the people who
drag them down the street.
Yeah, that's right. Any of the people who you normally see play at any of the good, great folk, little folk venues around Oxford, you will see them at the James Street Tavern. It's going to be James Bell and the Half Moon Stars, and that starts at 9, and they've called it The End Is Nigh, as in
NYE.
NYE, yes, very clever little.
It's good.
Thank you. There we go.
Back to Christmas. Don't get ahead of ourselves. If you haven't yet got your Christmas tree, then check out our Christmas page, which lists loads of places where you can buy and then later recycle your tree. On that page, we've also got a couple of recipes for you. We're not yet known for having recipes, but this could be a thing. Check them out. And there's also some information and advice about getting around on public transport in Oxford over the holidays, so you don't get stuck. And once you've found out all you need to know on our Christmas page, why not have a play on our Advent calendar?
Oh, I love the Advent calendar. The Advent calendar is excellent.
We've got one or more picture puzzles every day behind the little number for you. And once you've deciphered them, the decoding will lead you to a local or independent shop in Oxford where you may or may not want to buy a Christmas present for someone. Mm. You can get to the Christmas page and to the Advent calendar from our homepage.
That's it for us this year. We're going to be back next year with a brand new edition of the Oxcast. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and New Year. And as a special New Year's and Christmas treat for us, why not send us in some information? We would love to hear from you at info@dailyinfo.co.uk or Twitter at Daily Info Oxford.
Or you can search us on Facebook, just search Daily Info Oxford.
And if you'd like to kind of get in touch and just tell us what you think of the Oxcast, whether you'd like anything you might like to hear more of, and generally, how are you doing?